This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. And simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban announced Friday that a deal between the U.S. and Taliban will be signed February 29th, paving the way toward ending the longest American war in history. VOA's Carla Ben.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600, with a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there would reduce troop numbers by about 20-30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The White House will start with a clean slate as it works to reshape the leadership of the United States intelligence community, pushing the country's acting number two official out just days after firing his boss. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence Friday announced the departure of its second-in-command, Andrew Holman. Holman, a 30-year veteran of the U.S. intelligence community, had been serving in an acting capacity as the principal deputy director since last September. His departure follows that of former acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, who was cast aside by U.S. President Trump after one of his top aides gave lawmakers a classified briefing last week about Russian attempts to meddle in the U.S. presidential elections in November. According to media reports, the aide told lawmakers Russia is seeking to boost the president's reelection chances, angering Mr. Trump. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said time is running out to stop the spread of the coronavirus outbreak as the number of cases outside of China grows. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that we're still in a phase where containment is possible, but he did warn that the window of opportunity is narrowing. Meanwhile, during a teleconference with reporters, Dr. Nancy Masanye, the CDC says 18 of the American passengers returned to the U.S. from Diamond Princess and have tested positive for COVID-19. There could be more.
Because the passengers on the Diamond Princess were in a close setting where there has been a significant spread of COVID-19, they are considered at high risk for infection.
Approximately 78,000 people have been infected, and there have been nearly 2,400 reported deaths thus far. U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders tells Russia to stay out of the U.S. elections. AP correspondent Mike Rossi with details.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he's been told by U.S. officials that Russia has been trying to help his campaign. In California Friday, the U.S. senator from Vermont said, here's the message to Russia, stay out of American elections. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump bristled at a similar assessment from U.S. intelligence officials about his campaign. At a rally in Las Vegas Friday, Trump said,
here we go again. Did you see it?
According to officials familiar with the matter, U.S. intelligence officials told members of Congress in a classified briefing last week that Russia is meddling with the hope of getting Trump reelected. I'm Mike Gracia.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate ceasefire in Syria's northwestern region of Idlib in a humanitarian crisis and avoid an uncontrollable escalation in the area.
All of this means that in addition to a dramatic and deteriorating humanitarian situation, we face now the risk of an ever more serious confrontation with increasingly unpredictable consequences.
Guterres told reporters in New York Friday that Russian-supported Syrian military campaigns waged in the area for nearly a year have been compounded by repeated deadly clashes between Turkish and Syrian government forces. He added that about 2.8 million people in the Idlib region need humanitarian aid. That is much greater than the 800,000 the UN initially thought would need assistance earlier this month. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.